Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
As we get ready for the holidays, if you haven't done your shopping yet, we have some good stuff for you, which include the DNA poop prints kit. If you have a neighbor that, let's say their dog keeps pooping on your lawn and you want to prove it to the nth degree, we'll have one of these kits for you today, as well as a tag pet tracker, all kinds of. It's amazing. What we do here at Animal Radio is we have a Christmas tree and a Hanukkah bush here. It has all kinds of gifts underneath it, and we give these gifts to you and your pet. Stacy, what are you working on?
So how do you feel about unicorns? Do you think they're real?
Sure.
Some people really do believe in them, I guess. There's some mythical creature. I don't know. Do they bring good luck to you if you rub the horn sticks out?
Yeah, the little stiffy.
Oh, I'm not going to forget that. You know what I mean. If you the thing on top of their head.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Okay, anyway, North Korea seems to have proof that unicorns were once real. I'll give you all the details coming up on Animal Radio News.
Does anyone doubt the existence of a unicorn here?
Yeah, no, right up there with mermaids.
As you can tell, we probably had a little too much eggnog. Let's go to line four, where we have Dean on the phone. Hi, Dean.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What's going on in your world?
I have two Siberian Huskies. One's an 8-month-year-old and one's a year and 8-month-year-old. And the 8-month-year-old, she just went into heat about 2 weeks ago. And the 1 and 8 month year old is just going crazy.
He's a boy, I take it?
What's that?
He's a boy?
Yes, he's a boy, and the 8 month old is a girl.
Okay, and he's not neutered then, huh?
No, they're both not neutered. I'm going to breed them when she gets of age. I asked the vet already, and she said it was kind of too early. For her to have puppies, because she might not show interest in the puppies if she has them. So I've been trying to keep them away, but the 1 and 8 month year old is just driving me nuts. And
oh, yeah.
I was just wondering if there's anything that I can give them to settle him down.
Well, don't underestimate the call of the wild here. That's going to be the honest truth here. And having a unneutered male in the house or in the vicinity of an intact female is, in many cases, it's torture. I've had dogs that board that will not eat the whole time they are in the same building as a female in heat. They can really just get that stressed out. So, yeah, can definitely really cause them a lot of, stress and really get them worked up. So if I can't talk you into spaying this girl, because that'll be the best thing I could recommend for her sake to help prevent reproductive problems and cancers, I would say is that you get another 2 whole weeks at least of kind of dealing with this. And I have found that sedatives can be used, but they don't typically help because they're still sensing those hormones and they're still going to react. It may make them a little bit quieter and may kind of slow down some of his intentions. But it's not going to stop his responses. So for many cases, I'll actually do a physical separation. So call your aunt, your grandma, your brother, and say, hey, can I put my male dog up at your house for another couple weeks? That would be the kindest thing I could say for both. And it'd be the truest way to make sure you don't get an accidental breeding. Because there are dogs that will open doors to get to the female in heat on the other side. So be cautious.
I work at night, and I have a fence all around my property, and it's like 8 foot high, and he's been jumping over the fence, and I've been getting calls at my work at night. I work on the freeways as a construction worker at night. They call me and say, hey, your dog got out. Neighbor brought him back. I'm like, holy moly, man. So it's just been driving me crazy. But it's not bad for his heart to be in so much stress every day, every minute of the day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the best thing would be to get him out of that environment. You know, can you keep him in the same house? Yeah, you probably can. Is it going to cause him a lot of stress? Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that sedatives are going to really stop that. So, And I definitely agree with your veterinarian's, recommendation to not want to breed her. She's still a baby. You know, she's really just a little teenager right now. So, for her size and growth, she's still got some growing to do in the next 6 months. So I would agree. We wouldn't want to, allow her to get pregnant at this time in the game.
Yeah, would it harm her if she happened to mate?
Well, I mean, we definitely know that we can have less maternal responses. We can sometimes have lower litter sizes. So it's really not in her best interest. And I would say I would do everything you can to get this girl spayed. Ooh, I mean, to get her to not be pregnant at this time in the game.
I was thinking about spaying her maybe after maybe two litters. But how would that go on her being such a being an older dog to get spayed? Would that hurt her at all?
No, I mean, there's not a dog that's too old to get spayed just based on age alone. Now, health conditions and things like that are, you know, are certainly a concern in maybe an older age pet. But we just spayed a dog that was 10, 11 years old the other day. And there's still a lot of health benefits from doing that at any point in the game. But we prefer to do it before they get older, before they go through those heat cycles to minimize the risk of breast cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, all that stuff.
Okay, doctor. So, thank you very much for answering my question.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas and a good holiday, Dean. We appreciate your call.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's made possible by Fear Free, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfree.com to find care near you.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr. on Animal Radio. Live simply so that others may simply live.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Thinking of giving that cute little puppy for Christmas? Experts say it's not a very good idea. Puppies need constant attention and supervision, and house training should start immediately, and the holidays are usually filled with too much activity to bring a new puppy into a family. Puppies can also get into things that could harm them, like tinsel, ornaments, rich foods and candy, and Christmas lights. Holidays are very stressful for some families. A new puppy deserves a calm and peaceful home. A pet can bring year-round joy, but it's also a lifelong commitment. This year, just re-gift that fruitcake you got last year. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
It's the time of year when everyone is out shopping, fighting for parking spaces, and spending way too much money, all in pursuit of the perfect present. Maybe the best gift is one we already enjoy every day. This season, why not consider the presence of our animal friends as our present? Animals gift us with their lives for our comfort and convenience. They lift our spirits, inspire great works of art, song, and poetry, and are the most agreeable companions. All it takes is one small, cheerful sparrow in the backyard to remind us that we are never alone. Scientific studies show that the unconditional love of our pets can touch and heal us in magnificent ways. People experience lower blood pressure, stress, and heart rates when in the presence of their animal companions. Those who have suffered heart attacks live longer if they have an animal friend than if they don't. And people with pets just make fewer trips to the doctor's office. If we are suffering from depression, having a dog to walk, a cat to care for, a bird to talk to, or even watching fish in an aquarium helps us find a focus outside our sadness and allows us to connect with a larger world. When horses allowed us on their backs, they gifted us with the ability to travel farther than our own 2 feet could ever carry us. Today, it is still horsepower that gets us to the mall. Pigeons have saved the lives of soldiers by carrying secret information across enemy lines. The seashell murex gives its life to gift us with the color purple. Bats gift us with lovely and peaceful twilights by eating mosquitoes. For the ancient Romans, a magical woodpecker brought rain to refresh and revitalize a city. That is a great present. It was Raven who brought fire to humankind. And in the Quran, the Saluki breed of dog is considered a gift of Allah. One of the most prized gifts one could receive from the ancient Chinese emperor was one of his royal dogs. And how long would Noah have been adrift if a dove had not found land? A recent study found that workers would be willing to take a cut in salary and work longer hours if they could bring their dog to work. A survey by Time magazine found that playing with a pet improved one's mood more than exercise, eating, or sex. If you happen to be ill in France and a ladybug lands on you, she will fly away with your sickness. Earthworms work the soil so our flowers will flourish. Bees give us honey. And my favorite, butterflies prove to us that even if we sometimes creep like a caterpillar, we hold within us the power to spread our wings and fly. So during this holiday season, consider the presence of your animal friends as your present, and have your presence be their present too. Happy holidays from Voice of the Animal and Rayanne Cumulos.
We wish you a squeaky Christmas. We wish you a squeaky Christmas. We wish you a squeaky Christmas with no fleas in your ears. We all love our dog toys. We all love our dog toys. We all love our dog toys. So bring one right here.
MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. That's 800-705-1198.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood. School. Kids' teams. Where you worship. Work. Work out. Or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.